You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
It's just a bunch of fucking repaints.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in the stew.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
Batmobile! Ignition!
You're listening to GCRN Presents with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Live in the same room for the first time ever!
Live from Chicago, it's Wednesday Night Live!
It's a good thing NBC can't sue us for that one.
They're lame.
Yes, they are.
Never broadcast channel. Never. Yes, this is late at night, as you can tell, because TFG1 Mike and I are in the same room for the first time.
Ever.
Since the creation and prior to of Geekcast Radio-related content.
Yep.
And all things Transformers and all that stuff, because somebody got married.
Yeah. Wednesday, December 6, 2017, when this episode is being recorded, I just got married. Woohoo!
Yes, and we had
a bunch of stuff.
Yes, and then we had the meeting of Michael Wilson.
Yeah,
with
it was
us as well.
Peacock Court Michael, Steve Megatron, and TFG and Mike all in the same room. Beast Unleashed live. Although there wasn't that much of it.
There really wasn't that many bad jokes. Although we kind of kept them kind of quiet. And
yeah, between the narwhals and the badgers, it's like...
Badger.
Mushroom. Oh, God. Yeah, no, the wedding was great. Meeting Steve for the first time was great. If you guys are ever in Chicago, go to a Fresco Pizzeria and Lounge. It's amazing.
Nom nom nom.
Yeah, that cheese pizza is to die for.
It was good cheese pizza, actually.
It's very sinful, and it's very awesome. Uh-huh.
And then we had the great kickoff of 2017.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Photos to be released on a later date.
Yeah, that was rigged. I knew it was going to be rigged, and
What the best part was is when everybody tasted the cakes, like, everybody was kind of, like, impartial to begin with, and then everybody went in there, and what had happened is everybody started putting different symbols down for their votes. Like, the first person put a check, second one put an X, third one put something else, and then I put a square.
Yeah, it basically turned into one of the old Bugs Bunny jokes. Kind of one-sided, isn't it?
And everybody was like, oh, it's pretty close. It's a 50-50 split.
And it fucking was, liars.
It was like 99 to 1.
Yeah.
And then Mike goes in there and crosses it off, and then he writes on his own, like, votes.
Yep, that's
of his
right.
Imaginary people of Transformers.
That's right. Damn straight. Oh, God.
I have no idea. Yeah. It's obviously late here at night, and I will say that the experience of Southwest Airlines is interesting, getting to choose your own seat, because...
I've known about that for years.
See, I haven't known that, because I've flown Delta, I've flown American Air, and I've flown Spirit, which is horrible.
Spirit is horrible,
Spirit
yeah.
is garbage.
Yeah. Delta is good.
Delta is really good. American Airlines, I was actually really surprised with the last time I flew, and that last month I flew to Dallas, but I went through Chicago, I forget what the acronym is. It was the O'Hare Airport.
O'Hare, yeah.
It was actually, it wasn't as high tech as, the one
in Home Alone
that I came from. the Midway.
Oh, yeah, Midway is, yeah.
Yeah, Midway is a lot more advanced than the O'Hare. The O'Hare is, like, it needs to be torn down and rebuilt.
O'Hare is old school. Midway is kind of new. Yeah. O'Hare is old and busted. Midway is the new hotness.
That's actually funny.
I try.
The nice Men in Black.
Of course.
Reference.
Of course.
Considering you called me like White Will Smith when I came in. Or...
Well, you shaved your head. I didn't realize you were going to do that. And these things you call ears are just like all the way out here like Will Smith.
I can't help it. I'm trying to shave off the gray. I have gray hair like,
don't
like
even...
all through here. Like,
you're 31. I'll be 38 in like 2.5 months.
Yeah,
don't
I
even.
I started discovering gray hair. Like,
I have white hair. Shut the hell up.
So do I. I have silver, gray, and white, like all in my sideburns. God. And so, like, that's why I shave my head down.
Supposedly,
to, like,
I have red in my beard, and I don't think I've ever had red in my beard. When
I can
got
see a little bit of it.
Oh, God. Shut up. Don't agree with her. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so. The funny thing is I get to the Flint airport. Because I'm coming from Flint, Michigan area, and the terminal that I went to, they had a guy doing trivia. Had I known any of the questions, like if they were pop culture related, I probably would have been up there. But they were giving away money, like free money, just if you guessed them, like $25 or $50 or anything if you could guess it. Had I known nobody claimed that last one, which was like $50, like up until like the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
I would have won that one, but I thought somebody had already claimed it. Otherwise, I would have went up there. But it was something different and entertaining, and I hadn't seen that before. But and surprisingly, the Flint Airport actually has like Wi-Fi and actually had like business booths, whereas like the O'Hare doesn't.
In Midway.
The O'Hare doesn't. When I went there last month, the Midway was actually
Midway,
pretty nice.
Yeah, Midway does.
That one does, and so I was kind of.
O'Hare is very old school.
That one I was not fond of that. That made the Flint one look like I was going to like a Ritz-Carlton like hotel. Like it was pretty bad by comparison. And Flint's not that great anyway, but like their airport's actually pretty state of the art.
It's kind of bad, folks, when the best thing in your town is the airport, especially when the water is just garbage.
Well, that's kind of all over the United States at this point, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, how many times was Flint, Michigan in the news because of the damn water scandal thing?
And did they ever fix it?
No.
No. It just got forgotten about.
Exactly.
They're too busy having Hollywood screw each other at this point with, you know, everything under
and,
the sun.
You know, Donald Trump grabbing pussy.
I'm not even going there. They can't do anything to him anyway until he gets out of office. But the because you can't sue a president or have him. Yeah, you can do it after he's out of office. But famous people, they all keep losing their jobs. So
yeah, Lex Luthor lost a job.
Stupid. They're still continuing House of Cards without him though.
Oh God!
They just released that.
I've never gotten into that show.
I get why people cared for it, like because it's kind of like a president like telling his thoughts and talking to the screen in a sense, which you know kind of breaking the fourth wall.
So
doing, like,
Ferris
the,
Bueller did. Okay.
No, he's kind of Ferris Buellering it, but kind of more of like the Zach Morris aspect is what I've noticed.
Ferris
anyway.
Ferris Bueller meets Saved by the Bell, a House of Cards, you know, explanation right there, folks.
So, but. I've never really watched. I've just seen like commercials and stuff.
Any
for it,
of
but...
the Netflix originals that I watch, it's mostly the Marvel stuff. I've tried watching several of the other ones. I just can't.
I don't like anything on Netflix, actually, no. I had actually canceled mine like 2 months ago because
There's one, and they haven't had new episodes in forever, there's one animated Netflix original series that I like only because... I interviewed one of the guys that does the male narration voice, Joe Sanfilippo. You know, so I like that. And yeah, I don't know. If that whole Fox Disney thing goes through, Netflix is gonna.
No, Netflix. That's why they're doing their own original content. But the thing with Disney is they would only own the television and movie studio and animation aspects of Fox. The news and sports. which would conflict with the news, ABC News and ESPN, yeah. Would be staying with Fox. So essentially they would just be swallowing up the rest of it, which essentially would just pad their app that they're going to have streaming service by 2019. So, I've done an awful lot of research watching all of that stuff go down, which means that I don't have to talk about it on Alter Geek, so yay!
Because we're talking about it here, yay!
Yes.
Because, yeah, it's all kinds of whacked out.
Yeah, the stuff with Disney, like, I guess Fox is, like, now eyeing Disney because they weren't fond of the other options that were on the table. They were like, oh, yeah, you're not good enough for us. And now they're like, second thought, I think we'll stick with you. Sounds as stupid as it sounded. But, the whole thing with that is just, it's funny. But anyways, yeah, so we had fun collaborating for the wedding, and it went really well.
Yeah,
and
the wedding went very well. The vows kind of got wonky there in the middle.
Especially when you had to put the finger on the finger.
Yeah, that was Eddie's fault.
That was hilarious.
I
was like, he's like, now if you will take your finger and put it on the finger. Yeah. I mean, and then he's like, composure lost.
So, for the listeners, Eddie was the one, Ip was the one being our officiant. He is my wife's Karen. It's her best friend Sandy's husband. So he agreed to be the officiant of the wedding. We had it, as I said before, at a Fresco Pizzeria and Lounge. We basically got married on one of the landings that they have there with all of our friends and the family that we had there standing on the stairs. And then we went upstairs to the dining room, the private dining room that they have, and we had, like, I don't even know, like a 5, 6, 7 course meal. Whole bunch of stuff. People can check my Facebook or even my fan page, facebook.com/TFG2Mike, because I'll probably throw up all the pictures in there of the food and all the other wedding pictures and everything else. So all that stuff's coming. It was an amazing, amazing ceremony. So happy Karen and I have found each other and that we're, starting our... I mean, we've been together 4 months to the day. Well, since we first started talking, it's the 9th will have been 90 days that we have been together in person, or the 8th, I should say. I get all those dates mixed up. She gets, I told you, do the math. I'm like, I don't like math.
There's a reason why I talk.
Yes, exactly. Me no talk well. But yeah, no, everything went off without a hitch. My dad showed up, Gary, with his wife, Pam. So I met my second stepmother for the first time. That went well. Like we said earlier in this episode, you had already met Michael Wilson at
BotCon. Yep, I met him at BotCon, which was fun a couple of years ago. 2014? No, it must have been 2015.
Yeah, it was 2015, because 2016 was here. Was
yeah,
because
Nolan was... baby at that time.
Yeah.
Like, he was pretty fresh, and my wife had sent me and my brothers on a BotCon adventure, which they were supposed to keep me awake, and they both passed out in the car.
Jerks.
And I'm like, I'm driving by myself, like, essentially at this point, and so I put on my MP3s and just kind of drove, and then went to BotCon, and I ran into... I ran into Michael Wilson. I met Brian Kilby. I met Jim Sorensen. I got a photo op with Frank Welker. And then I met John Bailey in person. Derek James, who I've done stuff for Headmasters fan dub, who I'm still in communication with for that. And he does a really wicked Victor Caroli voice. Pretty spot on, like,
cool
for future reference.
I'm still hoping we can get the original.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like, and like we were kind of talking about that, like Michael Wilson and I, about the whole thing with you know, you can kind of tell like the difference between like Peter Cullen and John Bailey. Like there's like a John Bailey-ism. Well, we're saying like there's like a definitive like sound to him that's, you can just tell it's him like right off the bat, whether it's a movie trailer, whether it's, you know, mm-hmm. With the stuff, but that's kind of with any voice actor, for the most part.
Yeah. The stuff with John Bailey.
I mean, I love the dude's cool trailers, and I love his honest trailers, and I love the stuff that, you know, he does on his own channel, but, yeah, I mean, I would be fine if he took Prime as long as Peter Cullen was gone. As long as Peter Cullen's around, they should go to the source. But, because I kind of equate it to the whole thing with Mark Hamill and Troy Baker. Like, if Mark Hamill's gone, then Troy Baker should be the next logical choice, as he can do that voice.
And see, for me, with Peter, it's like, if Peter's gone, all the respect in the world to John Bailey. I'm sorry. No. You need Frank Welker playing Megatron and Optimus, because Frank could do it. Come on!
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could.
I don't think he could do Prime.
Sure he could.
I don't think so.
Sure he could. Come on. No.
And then, unfortunately, they've got... I think they've got Frank Todaro playing Megatron in the Combiner Wars Titans Return.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, it's not Welker, which I was really surprised they didn't bring Welker in. I mean, it's an okay voice that's being used, but
yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a, I don't know, like, I would have rather seen Welker in there for those. I mean, granted, the stories suck for those anyway, but yeah, I'm kind of partial to Welker being included.
Absolutely. So yeah, so let's see what else is going on.
Top 100 wrapped up.
Top 100 fictional villains countdown wrapped up. The Joker won, as he should have.
Not surprising. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Let's see. The CW shows are wrapped for now until January or February or whenever it is.
Yep, I still have to catch up on those.
Yeah, I have to catch up on the mid-season finales, but I know why they're doing the mid-season finales, because they always do those after the big event, but the big event this year was Crisis on Earth X, and oh my god, you guys will have to listen to the Altered Geek that we do about this next week or whenever it is.
Or
Legends.
Oh, whichever.
I keep forgetting you split them up. Legends of the Brave and Bold. You'll have to listen to that episode of that podcast when we talk about Crisis on Earth X and the mid-season finales of the CW shows, because I've heard, I haven't watched it yet, because Karen has been watching
Supergirl.
Well, Karen has
It been... was a real cliffhanger on that one.
Yeah, well, I've seen people say that was the best fight that the CW has ever done with these shows. Specifically, Supergirl, whatever fight scene that was, I don't know. I haven't
watched it. What, in the recent,
in the mid-season? Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. So.
But they did put a formidable force in her way, and yeah, I was kind of like, whoa, by the end of that episode. I still have yet to watch The Flash, even though I know what happens, and I have yet to watch Legends, even though I know what happens, and then Arrow, I know nothing, so.
Yeah, I kind of like them. Like, okay, so... We're not going to get into the details of Crisis on Earth X, folks. As we said, you'll have to listen to Legends of the Brave and Bold for that. But Crisis on Earth X was a two-night thing, four parts.
4 hours of TV.
Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, and Legends. Okay, so on Monday night, they had Arrow and Supergirl and Arrow.
Yep, and then Flash and Legends.
I can't tell you who's going to win today's game, but listen close, because three of you folks are going to be big winners. You got the right one, baby. Yeah. If this irresistibly sippable, uncontestably tasteable, and intimately wonderful, you got the right one, baby. You got the right one. If it's woman is soulful. You got the right one, baby.
And then Flash and Legends. If they did that Monday through Wednesday, Supergirl, Flash and Legends on Tuesday, and then Arrow on Wednesday, I would be completely fine. You could take the other stuff that's on Wednesday, put it on Thursday, well, and like have the superhero stuff 4 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it is. Like this whole Monday, Tuesday thing, and then skip to Thursday for Arrow. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do agree with that. That is pretty asinine. I'm not quite sure why they do that. I don't even think there's anything quality programming on Wednesday.
I think it's like Riverdale, and I watched the first nine episodes of Riverdale.
You know they're bringing a Sabrina the Teenage Witch back in, right? Mm-hmm. And connecting it to Riverdale, just like they did in the Archie comics. And you know who they're talking about playing that, right?
Melissa Joan Hart.
No. Why would they have Melissa Joan Hart play Sabrina?
Because she was the original Sabrina.
They're not going for that. They're going for the teenage kind of level. They're doing with Riverdale. She's kind of aged out of that.
But I'm saying
they're going for a dark version of Sabrina. So guess who they're talking about? And it's kind of funny because she'd done Wizards before.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah. Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
They're talking
about
having her play.
Oh my god.
And giving her like a silvery
white
hair.
Isn't she too old now? Isn't she like 20? She's 20 something.
She would fit the look of the Riverdale people because half of them are the Disney people of the same age.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's not out of that
realm. Just as long as they don't let Justin Bieber on the show, that's fine.
No, if they do, they need to like turn him into a toad. Like, have her turn him into a toad. That'd be hilarious. Because he is one. Although, I'm thankful I don't hear about anything about him in the news. Although, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, with all the allegations going on, that he's not among them. I mean, I'm not lying in here. I think that, you know, he's kind of guilty of it, too. Like, he was a, you know...
Absolutely. So there will be pictures of this online, folks, but we got the wedding ring I picked up for myself was a tungsten. It's black and silver with a purple band stripe in the middle. Absolutely love that. I had Autobot and Decepticon cufflinks. I have the best wife ever. Our theme colors were purple and white. That doesn't happen every day.
No. No.
So we basically had a Decepticon wedding in King Arthur's court. Oh, God.
Yes.
Shut up, Megatron. Quit playing with your phone.
Bloody hell.
Quit playing with your phone.
I see a picture of two dudes from Geekcast Radio.
I know, right?
If you look at the shirt, it says Archney.
Wow.
The Archney.
Yep.
The Archney balls, too. That's what it says.
Oh, my God, no. That's
the
so
Arch
wrong.
Morny balls, too. That's what it says.
Oh! So wrong!
The Arch Morny balls.
We will put this too. The picture that we're talking about, folks, in the podcast post.
I'm going to turn that into a Teespring t-shirt.
No, you're not.
The Arch Knee Balls, too.
No, you're
and
not.
And I'm
going
to sell it on Alter Geeks Teespring.
Dude, you've turned into a monster.
You made me this way.
All right, the Arch Knee Balls, too. That's going to get used for
it's been
sure.
Awesome meeting Steve in person. Like we said, we've been podcasting together since 2008. We started the network June 1st of 2009. GCRN for 2018. We're not going to reveal anything just yet. We will have a whole reveal episode. We'll talk about it briefly on the year-end podcast that we'll do later this month, as we always do a year-end, or at least most of the time we always do a year-end podcast with countdowns and things like that. Hopefully Optimus Solo, the Cinema Geeks crew, hopefully Movie Revolt Dan and the Talking in Circles / Comic Concierge crew will have some sort of clip in the year-end show. Thank you to everybody for listening, as always. And I think we're going to close this out with what I thought originally was going to be the theme song I was going to play for you and Michael Wilson to walk in on. You haven't heard this yet. I'll play it for you off-air. But
I believe I can fly.
No. No, not even close. This is much more legendary than that. So
Unleash the Geek in You, folks. We will see you after Christmas. We hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. We hope
transform and transcend.
Okay.
I broke him. Transform and transcend. That's what the network's going to do next year.
Yeah, that's true.
There's going to be big surprises.
Yeah, that's very true. There's also going to be a big purple dinosaur.
You know, somebody actually used that as a science equation. I saw it online
big
somewhere.
Purple dinosaur?
They actually had a picture of Barney on there next to it. I was like, man, that would be great on a t-shirt, except that's a legal thing, so I couldn't use it. I was like,
you can use his outline. You can't.
I tried.
You can't even use a sketch dead body thing? Really?
Yep. I tried to do that once, and it got flagged. I tried to do that as one of our t-shirts because I had the shut up, I'm not done.
Uh-huh.
So.
You might as well do the full line.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
I don't do the swear word anymore.
I need it live. Come on. Come on.
Nope.
Come on!
Not gonna happen.
Come on!
Nope. I don't do the B word anymore. So.
Well, use the itch.
Shut up, itch! I'm not done.
All right, folks. We're gonna get legendary. Thank you for listening to Geekcast Radio Presents, and we will catch you on the year-end show.
Tune in next week for a much better episode. For now, though, courage.